You've got a home improvement dilemma? Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. When you hear the auto attendant, press 1. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
And then I get you in line, online, here at Rosie on the House in our 10 o'clock hour, the open home hour, open to you, the Arizona homeowners. Anything you want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin, we go to Bill in Tucson. Welcome to the broadcast. How may we help you?
Yeah, so first I wanted to thank Rosie on the House because over the years I've used almost exclusively Rosie on the House certified. And not only did get great work, but I've saved thousands of dollars, too, from other contractors when I get multiple bids. So I want to thank you all for that.
Thank you, Bill. We appreciate the testimony. And, you know, that's usually a setup to a question I can't answer. So let's see how we go from here.
So I bought a friend's house that passed away, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And I'm dividing the front part of the house, the three-bedroom, to rent. And the back, she added 10 years ago, she added a beautiful Arizona room, a nice, huge Arizona room. And I'm dividing that off and making that into my mother-in-law's new residence. And there was two, of course, going out the master bedroom was a patio, a 50-year-old patio door, and going out the main part of the house, the living room, there was a patio door going out to the Arizona room. Well, I closed off that wall in the front part, and then in the back it's still open, and I needed to soundproof that. So I was thinking about foam and the blown-in insulation in between the walls, but I'm not sure.
Yep. Oh,
about
absolutely.
Other soundproofing ideas.
So layers are your key to soundproofing. So you've got... Are you going to be taking off drywall to
the door
to insert the foam?
Well, into the Arizona. I already put in plywood and faux brick panels in the front part of the house, and in the back it's still wide open, so you can still see the patio doors and
So foam insulation would be great for that. Foam is a great absorber of sound. It's tight enough that when a door opens or closes, you know, a lot of times you hear it shake or rattle the house, you know, that can fill in those voids to eliminate that. There's also soundboard. So then once you've got your foam, and before you put on drywall, put on a soundboard, you can multi-layer soundboard as well. And it's only... You know, it's the same size as sheetrock. So if you put on three layers plus your sheetrock, you're only taking up 2 inches. And if, you know, you can give up 2 inches to get that soundproof, so you're separating, you know, your living spaces and making it more private. That's a real easy solution. If there's any kind of glass or windows that aren't opened a lot, there's a company called Magnetite that makes glass panes that magnetically adhere. It's used a lot in the Gulf Coast when hurricanes come. You take out your magnetite, you put it on the outside of your window. It's an extra layer of protection against glass breakage, but we have found it's an incredible soundproofing device as well. And then I'm going to give you this website, Aurelex, and they are a specialist in soundproofing. Often when you go there, you're going to think I sent you to a place that's going to make a recording studio, and a lot of their product is for, you know, soundproofing for studios, for entertainment centers, home theaters, but they also have a lot of products on there that you can buy. You know, just spend a little while, you know, if nothing else, it'll give you some ideas to find and some practices. There's different things you can go in isolation. There's even a sheet block sound barrier that comes in a rollout thickness. There's these residential channels that they have. So it'll give you a lot of additional ideas on things that are possible for soundproofing that area. And then from there, you know, it's just a matter of what your budget is to get the job done. And like I said, layers is the key. And if we're working on a limited budget, you know, you could always just schedule, all right, this month we're getting this layer done. Next month we're going to do the next layer, then the next layer, and space that out and not be in a situation where you feel like you're in a construction site on zone. You know, you're living in a construction home.
Yeah. And, you know, for that soundboard that you talked about, where do I find that?
You know, RLX does sell it, but most of, you know, any good lumber store, it's you've got your stacks of plywood, your stacks of OSB, and then your soundboard. It really doesn't look a whole lot different than OSB or particle board. It's just a lot more fibers that are glued together, and it's lighter than plywood and OSB.
So down in Tucson, I'm not sure. I mean, other than the big boxes, I'm not sure if there's what lumber we used to have. Grant Road Lumber, it was a great place, but that's gone.
Sorry to hear that. There's too many of those stories.
Lots of casualties, yep.
That are out there. But we will look around. Off the top of my head, I don't know, but during the bottom of the hour news break, we'll get your zip code and find a lumber supply shop closest to you. They still exist. They're still around. We've got Allied and in the Maricopa area. There's also Miller that's out on the way out in the East Valley. You've got Helt in the Central corridor. So there's still lumber stores out there. We'll find one specifically for your zip code. Everyone on hold. That music means we're going to bottom of the hour news, so just hang tight. A lot of things we can do here at Rosie on the House, but we can't stop the clock. We'll be back on the backside of this break and continue with your calls at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.